Hey everyone, it's May, and this is an abbreviated version of the May Lee Show. The reason being is that I'm going to be featuring an interview I did with a friend, Julie Lee, who is a television, film, and theater actress. And I did this interview a couple months back, but then life got in the way and, you know, just stuff just got in the way. But then because she is going to be starring in this new Broadway show called K-Pop, which is going to be opening very soon in New York, I figured, man, this is the perfect time to resurrect this interview and actually air it so that we can share it with all of you and also talk about this new musical that she's going to be in. So we're going to get into that in the interview, but I hope everyone's doing well. I hope your year is going well, even though it's been drama-filled and conflict-filled and there's still a lot of issues that we're dealing with and grappling with, especially with the AAPI community. But we're trying to hang in there. We're fighting the good fight still. One reminder I'd like to give to everyone. November 8th is Election Day. It's the midterm elections. Now, some of you might not care about it, or some of you might think it doesn't matter because it's not a major general election. But midterms do make a difference. And this year is more important than ever. There's a lot of things hanging in the balance. There are a lot of issues that are going to go one way or another depending on the election outcomes. And so no matter what you think about, you know, voting or that elections don't matter, please, please reassess that that idea and know that your vote does matter and that we still do live in a democracy. I know it's been tested and continues to be tested, all the more reason for you to exercise your right to vote. We do still live in a democracy and we have to maintain that democracy. And by voting, you are allowing your voice to be heard. Okay? So November 8th, if you haven't registered, go register to vote. If you have, good job. And let's make our vote count. Because remember, Asians are the fastest growing voting bloc in this country. Okay, now on to the episode. So Julie Lee is a TV, film, and theater actress. And she is going to be starring, one of the stars, in this musical called K-Pop. Which, yeah, obviously is about K-Pop. But an interesting take on the whole thing. So I talked to her a couple months back, and this is part of that interview, but it's still fresh because the debut of this show, I believe, is going to be November, but previews start next month in October, so right around the corner. Can you believe it's almost October? I have no idea where this year went. Anyway, so enjoy this interview. Thanks. Do you feel like, you know, as an Asian American actress in the theater particularly, because it's not a, you know, theater traditionally has been very white, very traditional, very conventional. Do you think that now, because of everything that's been going on, that there is a growing level of awareness and there is a real push to try to create more content and try to bring in more diverse casts and actors?
Yes. Yes. You know, what's exciting is that I also direct, so I get to read a lot of scripts, and I'll see a lot of playwrights that are of, you know, Korean descent, and they'll just put in straight up Korean in the script and not explain it. And that's so refreshing to be able to own like reality, like our reality, yeah, and put it up on stage. It's such a beautiful thing. And it's so important to have people that understand the culture behind the scenes, leading it in design, in, you know, directing, because there are cultural nuances that, you know, a mainstream audience may not get. And if you're a creator of it or helping to create that vision of it, right, you have to get those nuances.
Of course. You know?
And I'm seeing theaters are hiring more directors of color to tell those stories, to tell their stories, right, essentially. Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, in the past, it was really David Henry Hwang, right? I mean, right, he was like, I mean, he's the OG. But, yeah, you know, the fact that he was really the only one really pushing for such a long time and successfully so. Mm-hmm. But then not having any other voices. Yeah. But I'm glad to hear that that is definitely improving. So, yes. And more opportunities, are you finding, like, I'm always curious, are you finding now, like, there's more open doors or more things coming at you?
I mean, in the landscape, you know, 15 years ago, all the auditions I had, well, most of them required some sort of Asian accent. And so when I started acting, I learned the Vietnamese, Cantonese, Japanese accents, you know, just to try to, you know, give myself more opportunities, right? Yeah. But now I'm seeing that people are casting very specific to people's ethnicities, which is amazing. I had auditioned for a Vietnamese role, and after I got cast, they changed that role to a Korean character. Oh. Just to be more authentic to the person playing the role. So there is change happening, which is very exciting. I just got cast in a Broadway-bound production, K-pop, the musical.
We got to talk about that because that sounds amazing. And I'm sure you can't divulge a whole lot, but still, tell for those of us who, well, I kind of know about it because I was following you in the announcement, but tell us about this new production that you're about to start on Broadway.
Yes,
called K-pop.
Called K-pop. So it originated off Broadway in 2017. So there was an off Broadway production of it, but it was an immersive theater experience. And so they've had to revamp the story and kind of redo the whole thing. What's exciting is that they have Korean American creators behind the project, the book writer, the composer, and lyricist. You know, they're Korean people behind the scenes telling the story. So that is so refreshing and really cool to see, like in the rehearsal room, seeing the conversations, talking about those nuances and what these certain things mean. Yeah. What's really cool is that we have 4 K-pop stars in the cast.
Wow. Wow. Are they from, like, directly from Korea, or are they kind of like crossover artists here in the U.S. and Korea?
So 3 are from Korea. Okay. There's 4 total. 2, I believe, were born in the U.S. 2 are straight up like Korean.
Yeah.
1 of the 2 currently lives in Korea. Okay. So, I mean, yeah. But they've been in the K-pop industry, so they're all, you know, trained and amazing and super talented. Yeah.
So what's the premise of the actual show? Is it about like the behind the scenes world of K-pop? I mean, what's the storyline?
Ish. Yeah. The premise is that it is a one-time concert, like a concert documentary.
Okay.
That's the premise of the entire show. And then so just seeing that concert, that recording, so the audience is part of, you know, part of the show.
Got it.
And seeing how things develop. Okay. Seeing some behind the scenes action of that.
Okay. Let's talk about the significance of this, because I'm a little older than you, Julie. So when I was growing up, I could have never imagined any of this. Okay. Certainly. I couldn't imagine that K-pop would become a global sensation. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I definitely would have never imagined that a show on Broadway would feature this. No way in hell. With an all Asian cast, with an all Korean cast. There's no way. I would have never imagined this. So that in itself just goes to show what has happened in our world when it comes to the cultural influence and phenomenon and acceptance of things like K-pop.
Yeah, I mean, when something's good, something's good. If it's undeniably good. I've been a fan of K-pop since Seotaeji in the early 90s.
Okay.
That was kind of like my experience with it. I've always been a fan. And I started, my parents were watching Korean channels and I saw they were going through some K-pop stuff and I saw that it was subtitled in Spanish.
Mm.
And I was like, this is maybe like 5 years ago. And I was thinking, oh, so there are Spanish speaking countries that are into K-pop. Little did I know that it was huge. Europe, South America, like everywhere.
Right.
It was just America, actually. That K-pop hadn't kind of gotten into.
Which is interesting. Yeah, they were the U.S. was late to the party, for sure.
The U.S., But now BTS has broken in, Blackpink.
Right, no, so many. And then, of course, you know, TV, film, and all of that. So yeah, it does go to show, like you said, if it's good, then people will watch or listen or, you know, kind of participate. But here's the thing. Just because something's good doesn't mean the people at the top are going to introduce the world to it. And that's why we need people at the table.
Yes.
Right? We need the decision makers. We need the people who can green light projects. We need the content creators, you know, to be able to say this, you know, we need to make this and bring it to the public.
And so, I think that's been the shift, is that there are so many more decision makers that are people of color now.
Yeah.
All this is getting produced and made.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, exactly. From your vantage point, you know, are you hopeful? Are you more hopeful than not? Or are you still thinking, man, this shit is still happening? Which is, well, I mean, that's just a fact. This shit is still happening. The violence is still happening. The anti-Asian hate is still happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's both, right? It's very exciting to go to New York, but then you hear all these accounts of violence, murders, you know, of Asian American women. So it's actually a very tense thing for the entire cast. You know, half the cast is Asian American women who are moving to New York. Okay. Right. So it's definitely a cause for concern.
Yeah.
So it's a mixed bag of excitement and anxiety.
I you know, that I have to say that makes me a little sad, because I feel like Asian women particularly, we have been made to feel so fearful and almost imprisoned by this fear because of what's happening around us. And we shouldn't have to be anxious, you know, about just walking out our door.
Right.
You know, we shouldn't have to be fearful about going to take the subway.
Yeah.
But that's our reality now, and people have to understand that. Yeah, I get it, and I really hope you guys are going to take some precautions or something.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're trying to figure out what we can do, you know, post-show, like after the show, if there's some sort of buddy system or something that we can do just to make sure that we get home safely. It is interesting, though, when I tell other Asian American people that there's some anxiety moving to New York, it's like they immediately understand why there would be this added anxiety, but non-Asians are like, oh, why? No, it's going to be great. And they interpret that as being Broadway debut jitters. And it's complicated, you know?
Right,
it's
so right.
Yeah.
But again, that is the nuance of like the cultural difference and the lived experience that people have versus those who don't. Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing. When I talk about like my anxiety of going places or driving somewhere and then having to like worry about someone following me home, you know, my Asian friends immediately, I don't even have to say anything. They know.
Yeah.
But with my non-Asian friends, I have to explain and then it clicks, you know.
Right.
But that's why the power of us verbalizing, continue to tell our stories and being public about it. Yes, it, you know, it may feel like you're being vulnerable, but at the same time, that vulnerability is going to empower others and have that shared experience and help raise that awareness with others. So I think that's really key.
So. Absolutely, yes.
Oh, Julie, well, I am so excited for you. When does the show open? Because I'm so coming and seeing it. So when does it open?
It opens, I believe the date is November 20th officially.
Okay.
But previews start end of October, and rehearsals start in August. So that's when I'll be in New York.
Okay.
But yeah, November.
And who are you playing? What's your character?
So the story is around two music groups, a girl band, boy band, and a solo artist, all under one label, and it is my label.
Oh, so you're like the boss lady.
The boss lady, exactly.
I love it. Okay. Excellent. Well, I cannot wait to see it. I think it's going to be great. And I'm so proud of you for continuing to represent and doing your thing. But also using your platform, you know, to continue speaking about these things and these issues. Julie, I miss you. We haven't actually seen each other. Wait, have we ever physically met?
I don't think we have.
I mean, I kind of feel like we have only because we've done different events together, but I think it's always been virtual.
Well, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, well, we'll have to see each other at some point face-to-face.
So. Yeah, IRL, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, but you know what? Thank you so much for your time. I love talking to you.
Thank you so much for asking me to do this. This in and of itself was healing, so thank you.
Oh, well, good. Well, like I said before, you know, I think it's all about sharing, you know, whether that be our fears, our vulnerabilities, our stories, and that's where the empowerment comes from, right? That's where the support has to happen, so especially with Asian women, so I'm all about that. So thank you, Julie.
Thank you, May.
Okay.
Bye.